In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We reach this point of the year when we prepare to tell our young candidates information of their coming assignment for the year, which will, God willing, conclude one day with their arrival in Gricigliano. And as we prepare for this, especially at this time of year, I must say that nothing can ever efface from my mind the memories of this week in particular, during my seminary days. For all the seminarians of the Institute of Christ the King, Gricigliano is our home planet. It is, if you will, our Rivendell. Gricigliano is memorable in any month, but May, the month of Mary, is truly special. The warm weather has arrived in Tuscany, and so we especially enjoy our rosary walks and singing a hymn to Our Lady outside in the evening before Compline. And this week, the octave of the Ascension is the most special of all, for a great adventure looms large. Soon we must leave the quiet comfort of our hilltop fortress and set out on our great quest to the north. Sometimes we speed there on the wings of a sputtering easy jet. In other years, the 12-hour Paris night train is our sardine-packed steed. Whatever our initial transport, we know that we shall soon be on foot. The seminarians of Gricigliano are packing their bags to prepare for the great Marian pilgrimage from the Cathedral of Notre-Dame de Paris to the Cathedral of Notre-Dame de Chartres. The 500-year-old walls of our home are buzzing in anticipation. Veteran pilgrims are singing the Chartres hymn and teasing the younger seminarians with stories, not exaggerated, I am afraid, of sleeping in the pouring rain and lancing their blisters by moonlight if the rain stops and the sky clears enough, while rookies are scrambling to borrow sleeping bags and good hats and shoes for the 3-day march of over 60 miles. Those among you who have made this pilgrimage can well attest that there you find, before your very eyes, the truth of what the Scripture tells us of the first Pentecost. At that time, there were men present out of every nation under heaven. Some 15,000 people from around the world take part in the pilgrimage to Chartres, a route which has been walked by pilgrims since the Middle Ages. Early Saturday morning, on the vigil of Pentecost, the pilgrims crowd into the Cathedral of Notre-Dame in Paris and kneel for the intonation of the Veni Creator Spiritus. At the conclusion of the opening ceremony, they file out of the cathedral and divide into their various brigades as the enormous column begins to form. On Saturday and Sunday, they unite under the universal language of the Church to attend the timeless Roman Mass outside in the French countryside. And in the evening, they sleep under the stars. At the end of the long 3-day march, they arrive at Chartres Cathedral for the closing Mass celebrated at the high altar. It is a Marian pilgrimage dedicated to Our Lady of Christendom, for the restoration of that Catholic faith which was once so boldly confessed in every nation on the continent of Europe. I myself have had the grace of making this pilgrimage 4 times. I fear I won't make it this year. But I would like to share with you today my 2 favorite memories of the pilgrimage to Chartres. The first is the walk to the campsite on Sunday afternoon, which is the largest portion of the march. The big chunk of the walk occurs on that Sunday afternoon. And then it is the halfway point, in fact, of the pilgrimage. As you walk through the seemingly endless fields, for a very short time, you are able to see the entire column at once. All these nations under heaven who have gathered to carry their banners in profession of their Catholic faith. I must say that we Americans are not the most illustrious of the brigades. We see the advantages of other cultures, even if they no longer firmly profess their Catholic faith. The good devout Catholics are there that day, and so they exhibit all the best things of their Catholic culture, their banners, their artwork, their folk music above all. Then the great moment comes, the one moment during the three-day walk when far in the distance the spires of Chartres Cathedral can be seen. As the entire column of pilgrims falls to its knees, you stare out at those distant spires and hope that the Son of Man will come in glory, for on this day at least he would find faith upon the earth. My other favorite memory is the end of the pilgrimage, when the pilgrims begin to make their way home. Most of them have to catch a train in Paris, so they pile into the trains which have been reserved at Chartres train station and make their way for the capital. I will never forget the first time I took one of those trains. As I disembarked at the station at Versailles, I was greeted by a sea of voices which were still singing the closing hymn from the Mass at Chartres Cathedral. Every other day of the year, people who live in the city, as in all cities, must listen to screams, gunshots, and every sort of ungodly music. The Monday of Pentecost is different. Everyone in that city must hear the hymn to the Blessed Virgin, which closes the Chartres pilgrimage every year. Chez nous, soyez reine. Be our queen. Chez nous. In our world, in our country, in our homes, in our hearts. My dear children, we live in a world gone mad. It has been nearly a century since Huxley wrote his Brave New World. He places his story 600 years in the future, but he describes the society of that time, if the word still has any meaning, as having been in place for centuries already. His timeline is frighteningly accurate. We don't need to wait another 600 years for Huxley's genetically engineered world without family. It is upon us. I cannot begin to count all the things depicted in that book that have come to pass since I first read it in high school. The latest and the most egregious being that the very word mother has become politically incorrect and almost unutterable. No one can abolish motherhood. We must trust this day in the words of Our Lady of Fatima. This post-Christian world shall convert, and her Immaculate Heart shall triumph. That is why, whether at Chartres or right here before Our Lady of Warsaw, we turn to that Mother of Mercy and implore her compassion for our fallen race. And if her divine Son should come again today in glory, let him find the faith of Pentecost in our hearts. Let him find us like the apostles of old, gathered round our Blessed Mother, singing in any language under heaven, Chez nous, soyez reine. Be our queen. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.